Hi, I'm Nigel.
And I'm Tricia.
And we're both from Real Time Heart Based. And today we thought we would discuss the issue of politeness and maybe actually get to the pitfalls of politeness. And it's interesting, Tricia, because we've had a few people comment to us around, oh, this person's not very polite and that's a bad thing. And so we thought we'd have a look at this because in many ways, it may well feel that way, but actually that isn't necessarily a measure of a kindness or goodness of a person.
Yeah, I think often politeness in this way is, it seems like when it's in agreement or it's done the way that you might do it. And so it is, so when anything isn't that, often, you know, it can feel like, oh, this person isn't being polite, they're not speaking politely or nicely. We've used the word nice before, and the pitfalls around, you know, this being, you know, being nice.
I mean, one of the issues we have is that we often relate politeness to how good or kind somebody is. And that isn't necessarily the case, because a lot of research has shown that people who are very, very polite are often, not always, but often, those who are attempting to manipulate or trick or use or scam us. I mean, many of the scamming emails are very polite, but they're not actually bringing honesty, truth, and kindness. So one of the other areas we have noticed, Tricia, is sometimes if someone doesn't just say please and thank you, we often see that as ungrateful. So we have this expectation built into us that if someone doesn't say please or thank you, then, oh, I don't want to do that for them ever again. They might have smiled, they might have indicated another way, oh, this is very nice or something, but they may not have ticked the box. And this can lead to other issues. So one example would be that, you might say to somebody, how did you find the food? And this person might say, yeah, I don't really like it. It's not my thing. And you might feel, oh, how rude. Whereas you might say to someone else, how was the food? And I say, lovely. Thank you so much. It's beautiful. But they may actually not like it at all, and just bringing that politeness because that's what they've been told to do. You know, don't say something that is negative, because even if it's true, because it's seen as rude.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, I sort of think about with my grandchildren, and quite often, you know, I look at situations with grandchildren and parents, you know, well, you know, when someone comes into the room, you've got to, you know, greet them in this way because it's, you know, it's the polite thing to do. I know even my mum sometimes often says things like, well, he didn't say hello to me, and, you know, sort of insinuating that it wasn't, you know, the polite, the manners things to do. But on the other side of that, when we make someone do something that, you know, adheres to a protocol, hello, good morning, or whatever it is, you know, in that moment, I know, like with my grandchild, he's often engrossed in something else and he gets disrupted from that. And quite often it can be something that they feel uncomfortable with, and it may not actually help in that relationship. Mm. And so, you know, I've said to mum, sometimes, you know, just see what happens. You know, see, rather than expecting the, you know, good morning or how are you and hello and being forced to, just, you know, working with that person, getting into their space and being true with really the true feelings of what that relationship can be. Mm. So sometimes when we enforce this politeness, you know, what does it really do in terms of building some real, like you said before, some honesty, some real authenticity around what's going on?
Well, you know, that example I gave about, you know, how's the food or something. You know, if I cook something and I ask how's the food, I actually do want somebody to tell me the truth. I don't want them to say lovely when they mean it's horrible. And that's why I'm asking. So if we get into this environment and this habit of getting automatic responses that are just polite and not true, I think this is very problematic, and really, children are often a good guide to this because they're often less filtered, less programmed or conditioned, and they'll often just say what they really feel. And we have to really notice that, I feel, and say thank you for that, because it's a shame that we often move towards politeness as we get older and move away from honesty and truth at the same time.
Well, we really get what's truly happening for them, so if they're not feeling it in that moment, they're just not feeling it. And sometimes that can be a really important thing for kids, because if we encourage them to always be polite, always succumb to protocols, we might be encouraging them to say and do what they feel may not be feeling comfortable for them
Or true for them.
or true for them. And sometimes that can head them anyone into issues, because we might, you mentioned before about getting fooled into, they might just be putting on some, they might be acting in a certain way, but it may not be the full picture.
Often you can be walking through a mall and someone say, "Good morning, how are you?" and all this stuff, and their politeness is a front to get into a conversation to sell something, or get us to do something that we wouldn't ordinarily do. And so this politeness is probably an area for all of us maybe to reconsider, because when that politeness doesn't include the truth or the honesty or how we really feel, then we're kind of lying to somebody else, really. And we might say, "Oh, I'm doing that because I don't want to hurt their feelings," and this sort of thing. But really, us not bringing our authentic self and saying how we truly feel. If someone's asked us, "How did you find the music? How did you like the food? What did you feel about this?" That is an invitation to express how you feel. They don't have to do anything with it. But if you do that and the next response is, "Oh, that's how rude, how rude, that's really upset me," then the real question is, why did that person ask you how you felt about something? So I do think this is an area where we can sometimes be overly impressed or even influenced by somebody bringing a lot of politeness, and we're not really noticing the real person behind that. And then we can get upset with somebody bringing the honesty, and we somehow feel they're not worthy because they didn't use the checkbox, please, thank you, whatever it might be. So I do feel we've gone a long way down this track where we're almost being programmed to respond in particular ways, and when we don't, it's a, oh, that's a that down that person didn't say this or this.
Yeah, we quite often judge that, don't we? Or they didn't say, good morning, or they didn't, acknowledge me or whatever, and we judge that rather than think, well, what is that? What is happening here? I relate it once again to my grandchildren, and I quite often will feel, well, if they're not, what is happening for them? And how I see it is about building that relationship. And so even in relationship building, when we have, relationships where it's all very nice and polite and, but is it real? Are we really getting to the core of what he's feeling, or the
That's
grandchild,
it.
what's really happening there?
And we can observe, as you just said, about noticing. Sometimes, does someone really have to say thank you? If you can see the joy in their face. Do they have to use that word, or can you just observe, "Oh, that brought some joy and happiness for them, and they're loving it. Do you need any more?" And so I always feel a bit cringy actually when the parent of a child or someone that I may have done something for, they go, "What do you say?" And then the person is forced to say this stereotypical "thank you," and you can see that wasn't what was going to be their expression. And instead of just seeing, I mean, for me, I don't want someone to say something that doesn't naturally come for them. I don't want them to follow a script and be told to say something. I mean, What does it mean when someone goes, "What do you say?" And then the other person goes, "Oh, I meant to say thank you." Okay, thank you. And it's like, oh, we then tick a box instead of going, well, actually, maybe that person was going to express themselves in another way that might have been very different to thank you, but they might have just said, "This is great."
And
You know?
the real joy comes by the feelings. And like you said, Nigel, when you can really feel that something has been received well, you don't need anything more.
No.
And words can sometimes be superfluous to the whole thing,
That's it.
really,
That's it.
because and really, with the heart-based living, it is once again, it is about tapping into feelings, and this is a very important skill and something we really want to be developing in ourselves, so that we can intuit, we can get a sense of, what is this person about, and even for our ch for children. Getting a sense of, does this feel right? Does this person, yes, they're seeming very polite with their approach to me, but does this, this doesn't quite feel right. And we want to encourage that. We want to encourage, and we encourage it by actually developing that in ourselves. So, rather than, like you said, had said, just appreciate the feeling you got from
Yeah,
the
that's it.
interaction.
Well, I was going to ask a different question. So I've seen this many times that someone, I may be sitting at a table having a coffee with somebody, and someone may walk over, and the person I'm with will gush and get up, "Oh, how are you? Great. Oh, it's lovely to see you. Definitely. Yeah, I'll call. Definitely." And then they sit down and look at me and roll their eyes and go, "I can't stand that person."
Oh.
And it's like, what was all that about? So again, the politeness tick the box,
Yeah.
but the genuine and the truth and the honesty and the expression was not there.
But I'm wondering, is this part of how we've just come to exist? I mean, I know with customer service, everything has been based on a checklist of what to do to be accepted and to look like it is the thing to do. So we nearly have become programmed into a procedure of what the expectation of that is. So, are we actually learning the wrong things? Are we learning the list? Or can we develop and learn how to just feel it
Well,
naturally?
I think they're two good examples. The one with the gushing and the one with the customer service is similar, because the real way to relate and connect with other people is to bring this authenticity and honesty of yourself. And you will very quickly notice where this is, where it's what the response to that is. And it doesn't mean you've done something wrong. It just means that person was looking for this, regimentary sort of politeness, not who you are. And you can, as you say, Tricia, you can express in lots of ways how something feels for you, and that noticing is enough. But the other thing I wanted to bring into this is the word respect, because often people say that person has no respect because they didn't use politeness, they didn't say thank you and please and this sort of thing. And again, if we when we do this blind respect thing, we often will worry that the person we're with isn't showing due deference, due respect to people in certain positions of authority or trust or even wealth, as though that somehow demands an even greater level of this facade of politeness instead of bringing who we are. Ultimately, we are all just people. And when we give blind respect to certain positions, the danger is if something goes wrong in that connection, that person will have embedded so much of that respect, they won't be able to say the truth of that.
So how do we get started with this? What's the key to, okay, we can, our listeners here, they can be listening and saying, yeah, okay, yeah, no, I get that. But as we know, sometimes we might know and we might listen and we might say, yeah, that makes sense. But how do we do it? How do we actually move into this space where we can start to break down some of these things that we have come to arrive at but are not actually helpful in relationships, in just true life. So what would you say,
Well, okay, that's a
Nigel?
very good. Well, you and I have been practicing some of this for a while, and it is about practice. I feel that our authentic self connected with our heart, our kindness, will enable us to relate to people. And we, instead of us walking in with expectation, we can walk in with connection and observation. So if somebody may not say please or thank you, but they may demonstrate in other ways how they feel about it. And we don't have to have a checklist of what the only thing that works is these words. We can notice and say, ah, notice that appreciation, even with yourself. If you're just about to get up and gush all over somebody that you don't like, maybe ask yourself, actually, what's an alternative to, so that I'm authentic, I'm bringing this authentic self of my, of who I really am and how I really feel. It doesn't mean we're going to hurt somebody intentionally, but it does mean that we just notice when we're going to do something that isn't truly how we feel and who we are.
And we might also, because sometimes these things sound simple, but they're not simple to put into practice because we're so versed in the other. So don't be hard on yourself when you think, oh, it might be a simple thing, but I can't actually do it in real life. So maybe what could be something to do is, practice it as you said, but in a situation where you feel safe. And you feel that that you can actually say it just as it is, and just notice the response. Just notice what happens in that situation. So you start to notice and build confidence for yourself, what you're observing back. You go, I did it. It actually, they didn't end up, calling me a nasty person or whatever. In fact, what it did was it had led us into a conversation or it led us into something else. So maybe start with a little bit of practice in one situation only, and that might be the beginning to break some of these cycles that we've been heading on for many, many years that, we recognize may not be giving us what we actually or are actually helpful in becoming our true authentic self and developing what we actually want for our lives and in our
And
lives.
remember, if politeness leads any of us to not express honestly and to do things we don't want, and not to do things we do want, ultimately that's not beneficial for us. And often politeness leads us to do things we don't want to. So bringing this authenticity will make sure that you're starting to follow your path, who you are, with your wants and your not wants.